Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sorianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Don, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life magazine. As you can see from the movie poster behind me, we are talking today about Scott Adkins' new film, hitting theaters and pay on demand or pay-per-view this week, Action Man, Hitman's Holiday, or to some, it's Action Man 2, the sequel to the 2016 film, Accident Man. Forgive me, that's a 2018 film, Accident Man. So to this program, of course, we are a member of the Believe Network, and this program is brought to you by our sponsor, Bet Online. Football is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. And as your continued source for all your sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways for all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Last night here in New York, Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run to make him the all-time American League home run leader. Congratulations to him. Head over to betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Wow, this is a new 100% welcome deposit with your welcome bonus. And your promo code is, we're back to promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. That's betonline.ag, and get started today. So before we get into talking about this movie, let's talk a little bit about the history. So as most of you know, Scott Adkins is a Taekwondo-trained martial artist out of Great Britain. He's a movie star. He's a producer, writer, fight choreographer out of the Hong Kong movie scene. We have a good relationship with him. Wasn't always the case. We tried to get him on the show. We wrote a series of articles called Why Won't Scott Adkins Talk to Taekwondo Life Magazine? We had interviewed Jesse V. Johnson, who had done the Debt Collector movies and who had done the original Accident Man, actually. And Scott finally reached out and said, hey, why do you keep writing that Scott Adkins won't talk to you? I definitely will talk to you. So we did an interview in, I believe, June of 2020, a terrific interview. He called me. He was gracious. He was kind. He was funny. And we had a really, really great conversation. Scott's done such terrific movies that we've reviewed. I'm a huge fan of the Debt Collector 1 and 2. Debt Collector and Debt Collectors Avengement was a terrific movie. He's had a lot of smaller parts. He was in Triple Threat. He's been in so many great movies, the Ninja movies. Savage Dog is one that I really like. And Accident Man was one that was really terrific. It's a great pairing, written by Stu Small. Jesse V. Johnson, who is not back for Accident Man 2 because of scheduling conflicts to direct. Terrific fight scenes, unique story. We rated in our top five one-on-one fight scenes of the 20th century. Scott's fight in that movie with Amy Johnston, who we also have interviewed on this program. You can find that in our log, in our history, as one of the top five fight scenes of all time. So that is a really terrific resume. We looked forward to this one coming out. Accident Man is very unique. It has a unique feel to it, sort of a comic book in a kind of way. Serious issue about a guy who's an assassin, paid assassin. He's called Accident Man because he makes his assassinations look like accidents. That's his reputation. And he is sort of nurtured by his surrogate father, Ray Stevenson, who is terrific. I'm a big fan of Ray Stevenson. Going back to the Rome series on HBO, it was a 2-year series. He played Titus Pullo, one of the guards, centurion guards for Caesar, and really, really a good actor. He was in Kill the Irishman, and he's in this one. Really great. So this movie is a blast. It starts off, it takes up where Accident Man finished off, which was Scott sort of fleeing Great Britain because of the series of events that occurred there. You can go and read our review on that. The great thing about this movie is if you're a fan of Accident Man, I think you'll really enjoy this movie. But if you haven't seen Accident Man, you could still really enjoy this movie. It brings you up to date. It tells you sort of what happened, but you don't need to have seen Accident Man to really like this movie. This is a really good movie. Scott's done a lot of good movies. He's done some serious acting in Legacy of Lies. But this particular one has the right tempo, the right pace. Takes what it was good in Accident Man and even makes it better. And I think this is going to be a real big success for him. The post-COVID timing, now that it can be released in theaters, people can see it, I think are really going to be helpful. There's a great continuity to this one with Atkins coming back, with Stu Small coming back. I mentioned in my written review, which will be released today as well, that I was concerned about the fact that the film is not directed by Jesse V. Johnson. Jesse's a great director. Again, we've talked to him. He directed the first one. Hell Hath No Fury, White Elephant, two terrific films that Jesse did this year, which I really liked. But there's something that I didn't really fully understand, which comes to light in this movie, which is that this one is directed by the Kirby brothers. They're at the helm, and they do an outstanding job. They've done a lot of short things. They've done a lot of action things, but I think this is probably going to be their biggest film to date. But Johnson, even in his films, doesn't do all the action directing or all the fight choreography. He is on the dramatic side more. He's on the script side more. And this film is such a roller coaster of fighting. It has a little bit of John Wick in it, a little bit of Nobody in it, a little bit of Accident Man 1 in it. And because of the fact that it's such a fast-paced fighting film, I think that while I love Jesse V. Johnson, that the Kirby's hit exactly the right pace. So this one picks up with Mike Fallon, Scott's character, having moved to Malta, having picked up the assassination business, having done whatever it is that he did previously. And I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but he takes up this new life and he becomes reacquainted with, from the first movie, really, really one of my favorite characters, although he didn't have a huge role in the first movie, Perry Benson, who played Finicky Fred. He is in this movie. He's obviously one of the people who didn't get killed in the first movie, and he has a great role in this. So together, they form sort of a partnership, and they become involved in protecting an underworld mafia boss's son, who is played really, really in terrific fashion by a guy by the name of George Fouracres, who I really didn't know that well, but who is really provides some of the funniest scenes in this movie. And one of the things I loved about this movie is that this movie has a lot of violence. It has a lot of blood. It has terrific fights, but it manages to find a good tone of humor, not to the point of being stupid. It understands and doesn't take itself too seriously. And I really think that there were moments in this that I was really laughing out loud. There are a couple of lines, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, that I repeated for days after watching this movie. That's how really good it is. Stevenson is back in this. As I said, Perry Benson is back, and a whole series of new characters. When I saw the commercial for this, you see Bo Fowler's character, a clown, and I had really mixed feelings about it, thinking he plays Poco the Clown. Clown, martial arts movie, has this one really jumped the shark. Poco the Clown and Bo Bueller together with Bo Fowler, I'm sorry, together with Scott Adkins, provide some of the best stunt and fight choreography that I've seen in recent years. A terrific addition in this movie is former Bloodhunters co-star Sarah Chang, the wife of martial artist and movie star Vincent Sobrano, and she is absolutely terrific. I don't want to give too much about her part. She's a dynamic martial artist. She has terrific fight scenes in this movie. I couldn't help but laugh. There is a tremendous homage paid to Peter Sellers and Bert Kwok from the Pink Panthers film series of the 1960s. Once you see this, I think if you have an understanding or a love of film, you'll appreciate that. This is 96 minutes of nonstop action, nonstop fighting, a series almost like a video game. Scott defeats one villain and another villain appears, but it's done really intelligently, really thoughtfully, really funny. And this is by far, we're in October, one of the top films, martial arts films of the year. Really, we've come into some strong movies at the end of the year. The Baby Assassins was one that I loved, and this movie is equally as good, if not better. It is terrific. It lays, without giving too much information, it lays terrific groundwork for the possibility of future films, which I really, really was excited about. I can't say enough good things about Accident Man, Hitman's Holiday. Again, it's going to hit theaters and digital on demand on October 14th, just in a couple of days. There are terrific fights provided by a guy by the name of Faisal Muhammad, who I don't know. Peter Lee Thomas, who I've seen training together with Holly Berry, helping her train. Andy Long, who has done a tremendous amount of work. Adam Bazile. This is a Samuel Goldwyn films release. Again, it'll be in theaters and it'll be on demand. I encourage you to check it out. I've seen it so far three times at the screener and to write my review, and it holds up. I expect that this will be Scott Adkins' largest film in many ways. You can find our written review at TaekwondoLifeMagazine.com. And this episode has been brought to you by Bet Online. I look forward to seeing you on the mat. I look forward to seeing you in the theater. And I look forward to talking to you more as the year winds up about our top martial arts films of the year. Real quick shout out to Scott. He did a very unique film earlier in the year called One Shot, which is a single camera, sequential shoot martial artist film, totally different from Accident Man, but another great one to check out if you have the opportunity. My name is Mark Sirianis. I look forward to seeing you on the mat, and be sure to like and subscribe to us everywhere that podcasts and videos and Taekwondo stuff are found.
Do you believe?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.